Plan B was not that the Gentiles jumped in on Israel's blessings, okay? Plan B was that a spiritual nation replaced the nation of Israel, the physical nation of Israel, becoming a spiritual nation. That's what Plan B was, okay? But it was always Plan A in reality. It was always, look, forever is God's word settled in heaven.
Amen.
Like, he wasn't just waiting for the Jews to make a decision and then say, oh, yeah, you know, what am I going to do here? Am I going to just, you know, go on with the Jews or what? You know, God always knew that this was going to happen. God always knew that the people of the world would be saved through the preaching of the gospel. And look, here we are, bunch of goyim in here, all right, bunch of saved people. And that was his plan, and look, his plan worked. Amen. I don't know how many people are in here tonight or this afternoon, but it's quite a few, and there's people all over the world that are saved. And the reason why he replaced them also is because they weren't doing their job. They were not bringing forth fruit. That's why Christ cursed the fig tree. It represented the fact that he was cursing the nation of Israel, and he was plucking them up, right? Matthew 21, verse 42 says, Jesus saith unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. That's the dagger in the heart right there. Anybody that says that Israel still has its own plan, that's garbage. They've been replaced. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9. 1 Peter 2, verse number 9. The Bible says, but you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We're the chosen generation. Look, who's Peter talking to? Is he talking to the Jews? No. He's talking to people that are saved. He says, ye are the chosen generation. We're the royal priesthood now. We're the holy nation, a peculiar people. That doesn't mean a bunch of weirdos, okay? It just means you're called out, you're separated, you're different. We're supposed to be different, amen? And it says, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Saved believers are the chosen people. Amen. The Bible is very clear. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2, 11. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 11. Ephesians 2:11 says, wherefore remember that ye being in the times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers. See that word strangers? So you know God was talking about the Gentiles, right? Strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen. And verse 14 says, for he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. That wall is broken. Amen. Everybody's in on the salvation. Everybody's in on this spiritual nation. It doesn't matter what country you're born in, okay, or who your dad was.